Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Common Health's Carrie Goldberg did some hosting duty for us here this week. And before she returned to covering health and medical news for the Common Health blog, she spoke to sex therapist Dr. Aileen Zoldbrod about an interesting phenomenon regarding women and intimacy in their golden years. And since this conversation does involve some adult themes, it might not be appropriate for all listeners.
When you hear the phrase sex in the 70s, you might think we're referring to the 1970s, that very freewheeling decade of sexual liberation. But today we're talking about sex in the 70s in reference to people in their 70s and in their 80s, for that matter. The stereotype is that sex is long since over once you hit Medicare age or even much earlier. But in a new book titled Sex After... author Iris Krasnow includes interviews with several women who sound like they're having the best sex of their lives in their 70s. Surprising? For a reality check, WBUR's Common Health blog checked in with Dr. Aileen Zoldbrod, a sex and couples therapist in Lexington and author of the book Sex Smart, How Your Childhood Shaped Your Sexual Life and What to Do About It. She wrote a very popular post for Common Health headlined, Some 70-something Women Having Best Sex Ever? Really? And in parentheses, yes. Emphatically. You can find a link to it on our website, radioboston.org. And Aileen Zoldbrod is here with us today. Aileen, welcome.
Thank you, Carrie.
Let's begin with that emphatic yes of yours. You write that both your anecdotal experience with patients and academic research bear out the possibility, at least, of great sex at a greatly advanced age. To quote your headline, really? Is that really true?
Yes, it is. This is a truth for a group of older women, according to the research. But I think it has lessons for all older women who want to maintain their sexuality and want to have some hope of having a romance in their older years.
How big of a group?
The statistics from an AARP study and a couple other studies seem to indicate that about 20% of older women are having really good sex. And we're talking about women in their 70s and 80s.
20%.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, you began your Common Health post with this wonderful little depiction of a quote-unquote old lady, as you put it. She's walking down the street and a young man thinks, hey, grandma, you old coot, are you wearing your Depends? And she's thinking,
no, actually, I'm feeling really happy today. I have on my nice underwear and I'm walking into Harvard Square because I'm going to meet my sweetie and we're going to go out to Gretel Den or somewhere and we're going to have a really nice lunch and then we're going home and we're going to hang out and watch the movies and make love.
So she's actually going on a hot date.
She's going to have a leisurely amount of time having sex.
It's a whole different spin on old age.
It sounds a lot better. It's a whole different spin on old age is right.
Yeah. Now, it seems important to emphasize that when you're painting a scenario like that, you're talking about elders who are lucky in a variety of ways, right?
What do you mean? Absolutely. Well, so if we're talking about partnered elders, we're talking about older women who have a partner, male or female. That's not everybody. Being happy sexually for women always correlates with being happy in the relationship. And then being sexual when you're older often correlates with good health.
Being physically active.
Yes. So that's a very lucky group of people. And one person who wrote in on Facebook, I was actually touched, said, okay, and these are probably also people who are not stressed about money. And I thought that was a wonderful point. If you're busy worrying about your basic needs, you're probably not fooling around and being sexual. You're trying to get your Medicare check so you can buy some food.
Right. And also it's people who do have time, like they're not caring full time for their grandchildren.
Right. And they're not working in their 70s. You know, they're not bagging groceries because they have no money for food. So they're lucky in that way, too.
One of the most pivotal things I thought you wrote was that these women who say that they're having great sex even into their 70s, they're probably doing what you as a sex therapist would often recommend to your patients or clients to do, right? What do you mean by that?
We have some information on the kind of sex women want. And for a lot of women, it's very different from the male recipe. So the person who's done a lot of writing on this that I love is named Gina Ogden. And she wrote this book called Women Who Love Sex. And she interviewed a lot of women who love sex. And they talked about what was important to them. And what was important to them was whole body touch, not just primary erotic areas. Eyeball to eyeball, belly to belly, connected time. Hmm. So you're talking about a very relaxed way of being that creates a lot of wonderful sensation and sort of mergy feelings and a connected feeling. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of sex women who've been very lucky like. And it's not the kind of sex that young men like, but it's the kind of sex that older men are probably better off with because they have more trouble with erections. And it's just a shift that older men make, too.
Mm-hmm. And what's so interesting is that this kind of great sex that you're describing is happening among older people who, I mean, let's face it, as we get older, our bodies tend to get more imperfect.
Absolutely.
But what you're saying is that you can have this kind of very intimate relations even with an ever more imperfect body.
Absolutely. The other piece that makes so much sense to me about these older people is it's so tense in Boston. Everyone is so ambitious here. We have so much tension in our body. People are fooling themselves. If you think that you can have really good short sex in an ongoing married or very intimate relationship where you don't have a lot of adrenaline. Right. No, you need a lot of touching so that you can get relaxed in your body, to get your body down to a baseline of relaxation, mm-hmm. and then build in sexual charge on top of the base of relaxation. Mm-hmm. And that's what these women were doing, and that's what they had the time to do.
Were there a couple of stories in the Iris Krasnow book that most sort of embodied this kind of phenomenon for you?
Well, one bunch of stories that I really liked had to do with women who weren't even partnered. And mm-hmm. she was talking about how liberal this generation of 70 and 80-year-olds is, and that there were women who told Dr. Ruth Westheimer that they were interested in having fun with sex toys and could they get some advice on sex toys. So there were actually women in their 70s and older who were becoming orgasmic for the first time. If you're a sex therapist, that's just thrilling.
That's orgasmic for you.
That's just thrilling. It really is.
It's the geriatric sexual revolution.
It
right?
Totally is.
It's fascinating. Aileen, thank you so much for speaking with us about this.
Harry, what a pleasure.
I was going to say, I suspect you may have enjoyed it yourself. Dr. Aileen Zilbright is a sex and couples therapist based in Lexington. You can find her book and more at sexsmart.com and a link to her recent Common Health post at radioboston.org.
That conversation from Carrie Goldberg, who occasionally fills in here at Radio Boston. She's the co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog.